This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the attackers set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing late Saturday. One witness says everyone near the bomb was killed. The Islamic State group affiliate in Afghanistan claims responsibility for the blast, killing at least 63. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling authority council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Nirad Abdullah, who herself protested for months ahead of the agreement, stood outside Friendship Hall as the accords were signed. Abdullah says she is happier than she can express that moving forward, a new Sudan will be built. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Italy's hardline Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, buckled under pressure Saturday and agreed to let 27 unaccompanied minors leave a migrant rescue ship after 2 weeks at sea. Spanish aid group Open Arms said the minors were transferred Saturday to an Italian border patrol boat for disembarkation and processing. From Washington, this is VOA News. The shipping agent for an Iranian supertanker caught in a diplomatic standoff says the vessel is ready to depart Gibraltar as the U.S. made a last-minute effort to seize it. The head of the company says the Grace 1 oil tanker in the British Overseas Territory could be sailing away in the next 24 to 48 hours once new crews dispatched to the territory take over the command of the ship. De La Rosa's comments came a day after the U.S. obtained a warrant to seize the vessel over violations of U.S. sanctions on Iran. It was unclear if that could happen within a 24-hour time frame, as Gibraltar officials have said any request to seize the vessel would have to make its way through the territory's courts. Security was heightened and arrests made as right-wing groups and counter-protesters challenged one another Saturday in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon. AP correspondent Mike Hempin reports.
Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters militia group were the first to gather, some wearing body armor and helmets. But they were met by black-clad, helmet and face mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters. Authorities seized weapons, including metal and wooden poles, bear spray, and shields from several groups. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were at the rally that drew people from all over the country. Early Saturday, President Trump tweeted that Portland is being watched very closely. I'm Mike Hempin.
Heavy rain fell on tens of thousands of umbrella-toting protesters Sunday as they marched from a packed park and filled a major road in Hong Kong. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan was asked if they are concerned of another Tiananmen Square situation.
You ask them about Tiananmen, and they're all, of course, even young people are aware of it. Most people I talk to don't think it would come to that. They think the international community would, there'd be such an outcry that it would not happen, but they say that they are scared, and they, you know, it's essentially people say it's do or die time. They have to stand up and safeguard what democratic rights they have, or they'll be lost.
And student leader and politician Joshua Wong says they remain undeterred, and he calls for China's President Xi Jinping to address them personally.
President Xi should come to Hong Kong and meet with protesters. Not only meeting with me. If we come to the crowd of protesters, I believe protesters will break him and would lining up and chat with him to express the voice of Hong Kong people.
The movement's demands include the resignation of Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam, democratic elections, and an independent investigation.
VOA1. VOA1. The